Well, so pleased to have a special guest joining us here in studio. Now, we've partnered up with Live 5 Theater to present The Boat, which is written by Todd Devonshire. And Todd just so happens to join us in studio this morning. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. Pretty good. All good here.
Well, good. Let's talk about The Boat. What's this all about?
Yeah, The Boat is my play that I wrote kind of as a reaction to Roe versus Wade getting overturned there a few years ago in the United States. And so what I've done with The Boat is just to kind of situate it in Canada. It talks about Canada in the 1960s, and 15 miles off the coast of Nova Scotia, a boat clinic is set up, an abortion boat clinic. You're in international waters, and when you're in international waters, you don't have to follow Canadian law. You only follow the law of the boat, and this boat happens to have all the legal requirements, technically speaking, to do with this. So these two Canadian doctors set this boat up off 15 miles, and three women will journey out to the boat to make a decision of their own, but someone is not telling the truth.
Mm. Very heavy-hitting story, for sure. Is this a true story?
Yes and no. The boat actually did exist. Where I remember it from is out in Europe somewhere, and two doctors did set it up. But when Roe versus Wade got overturned, I always like to tell people 1 in 4 pregnancies ends in a miscarriage in this country, statistically speaking. That means 1 in 4 will require some immediate medical intervention. And as such, if you've heard what's happened down south, this has caused all kinds of problems down there. And so I thought, let's situate back in Canada, the 1960s, because in the 1960s, there's a lot of change, not going on just in Canada, but throughout the world, and a real counterculture movement. And whether you talk about the pill or contraceptives or trying to choose, I thought this would be a good time and place to tell the story because there was a lot of controversy back then. Mm-hmm. And so to kind of just give it a little history lesson of what it was like back in the 60s, I don't know if we want to go back there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your history as a playwright. Yeah. You know, how many plays have you written, acted and performed for, all that?
Yeah, I prefer behind the scenes. I don't think anyone would want to see me act. But this is actually probably my second one with Live 5. The first one I had was Monday Night, which talked about December 8th, 1980, the night John Lennon was killed in New York City. That one went really well. I had a couple plays at the Fringe here in Saskatoon and stuff like that. And first one I had was actually in North Battleford. And that kind of really, just all the voices when you have them in your head and you hear people acting it out on stage, it really got me kind of hooked right away, almost instantly. And so this is one though I've known for a while. And when all this started to go down, I thought, this is a good one. The timing of it, I think, was good.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, it's coming up at the Refinery. It's going to be playing from February the 26th to March the 8th. When can people and how can people grab their tickets for this?
Yeah, just go to live5.ca. You can get tickets there. And we also have a couple after-show talkbacks that we're going to have. A couple people from the community who are going to moderate a conversation after the show between me, our director, Liz. And that is going to be on Saturday, February 28th, and also on Friday, March 6th. So tickets available for those as well. It's just stick around after the show. But all tickets are at live5.ca.
It's called The Boat. Todd, anything else you want to add?
No, thanks for having me here today. It's been nice.
Yeah, well, that is, again, The Boat happening at the Refinery February 26th to March the 8th. And best of luck on your journey as well. I hope you continue to write plays and bring more entertainment here.
Yes, thank you very much.